Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's hard to go to the next person because I've known him for a long time. I don't want to place myself in it, but I was feeling so much for him yesterday. Michael Walker. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
Craig Williams woke up with only 3 hours sleep and he wakes up a Melbourne Cup winning jockey. The agonising story is that across the line he finishes fourth and he's finished now second Prince of Arran. But what a star he is when he comes down under.
Yeah, definitely, Andrew. He's a horse that he thrives on racing here in Australia. He loves his travel. He loves his work. He loves racing. And he is just a perfect horse to be a part of.
What makes him? I mean, his UK form is only fair. He only had a few runs through it, so it's not a total. He came here with absolutely no form. But what is it when he comes to Australia?
It's for me, it's the management of the horse by Charlie Fellows and his whole team. They target one race, all preparation, and his runs leading up to getting to Australia just to get the miles into his legs. Mm. And by the time he gets here, he's still got miles in his legs and freshness in his legs. And the first run is always, his blow power one, but he yep. still always runs in the first three. And then from there on, he gets fitter, he gets brighter, he gets stronger, and he gets happier. And he just loves it here. He's a tremendous horse. And as I've said in other interviews, I'm very fortunate that I'm able to be given the opportunity to partner such an amazing animal.
And I spoke with Charlie Fellows last night, and obviously the disappointment of not winning, but proud of the horse himself. And he said, no, in a perfect world, we want to be back next year, and Michael Walker's certainly a part of that team. Mike, when you're driving to victory, hopefully down the straight, Prince of Arran, I'm talking of here, was just proudly putting his head out. He put everything into it.
He did, and that's why he's such a great horse, Andrew. He has the biggest heart of any horse that I've ever ridden. Whether he wins or he runs second or he runs third, he gives me absolutely everything. You know, he doesn't give me 100%. He gives me 200%. He yeah. gives me everything he can, no matter what fitness level he's at, no matter what track he races on, no matter what distance. He gives me his all, and I can never thank that horse enough for, you know, getting me so close 2 years in a row. And, 3 1 year, 2 1 year, and hopefully next year's one. So yeah. this is sort of a pattern that follows. And, you know, I can only hope that he comes here in the same vein of form as he has the last 2 years.
Michael, I don't hug too many blokes, but I wanted to hug you last night, particularly when I saw you come back after the Melbourne Cup and you walk past, I think it was Gareth Hall that was doing the interviews. You walk past and I could sense the disappointment. You came back and you fronted. And all I wanted to do was hug you because I could see the disappointment, particularly for your daughter, that your daughter said, I want you to win the Melbourne Cup. Did she give you a big proud hug, I hope, when you got home?
Yeah, well, her and my son and my mother, my partner Lauren, my brother, close family and friends were there at the races yesterday. And so they were watching on. I just had it in my mind that being my daughter's birthday, I wanted to do it. And initially, when I got asked to do the interview, I felt like I had disappointed and let her down.
Yeah.
So it was the reason I left, Andrew. I was just trying to hold the tears in.
Yep.
Because I'm my harshest critic. I'm always hard on myself, and that's why I've been able to achieve what I have in my career, because I'm never happy with whether I win or I run last. I'm never happy. I like to perfect things, and it wasn't until I got out in the crowd and I seen my son, first and foremost, came up to me and said, I'm proud of you, Dad. Like, I was still flat, down and out. He gave me a hug, and then my daughter was off getting something to eat. She finally come back, and she could hardly walk with the heels that she had on. Her feet were sore, but she gave me a good big hug and a kiss also and said, Dad, I'm proud of you, I love you, and you should be proud of yourself. And for my daughter and my son to say that to me, that gave me a new lease of life and picked me up again. And I was obviously happy then, and then we went to Japanese restaurant in Port Melbourne and had dinner for her birthday. And, you know, close friends and family joined that. And then I had a New Zealand news team that came to interview us there for her birthday, which was good. Mm. And, you know, everything was I was on cloud nine again, even though, you know, I just lost at the Melbourne Cup, or didn't lose it, but I didn't win it, if you know what I mean. And that was fine, Andrew. And then copping the abuse for other things that happened in the race for me sort of took its toll on me overnight. But I'm back. It's another day today, Andrew. I've got two mounts today at Kyneton, and it's game face on again.
Yep, understand. Just one point on that, because I'll be made critical of if I don't ask you. So you got a fine and a suspension for excessive use of the whip prior to the 100-metre mark. I think you made the comment pretty well after the race that, you know, it is a Melbourne Cup. I mean, what are your comments the morning after now that you've had a bit of time to think about it?
Yeah, Andrew, obviously I regret it happening, but any sports star being in the pinnacle thing or the biggest of in their career, whatever it be, on a racing track or anything that they do, when you're a chance to get there, you know, all thoughts and concentration sort of go out of your mind, Andrew, and you're doing everything to try and get your horse over the line. You know, I regret it, but Andrew, as you've seen, I did the crime, so I did the time. I've got no argument with that. I will not argue with how much the fine was or the suspension. I did it, so I cop it.
I understand.
And, you know, there's a rule set in place, which is fantastic, that we have here in Australian racing and racing all around the world, all jurisdictions. You know, I went over those rules, so I cop the penalty, which I cop it on the chin. I'll keep my shoulders up and I'll move on from that. But I just want people to know that the strikes of the whip are put in place for a reason, but the whips are not designed to cause a thoroughbred any harm.
Yep.
You know, I could drop my Dax Boone over in front of you, Andrew, and you whelp me with one, and I'll just look at you and say, is that all you've got? They're designed for sound, not force, and not to hurt an animal in any way. So, unfortunately, on this occasion, the limelight's on me because of that, and I've just got to cop that and move on. It's a new day today.
Yep, understand. Go and ride well, mate. You've been very honest this morning. I wanted to grab you on air for our listeners to hear you about Prince of Arran. He should be very proud of your relationship with a horse that puts in everything that he did yesterday. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, Andrew. And I just thank Charlie Fellows, Natasha, Eden, who does the Straps of Horse, and all the connections, the owners, all the stable staff, for giving me that opportunity to be a part of such a wonderful horse. And hopefully next year we can come back and go one better.
Go and get them at Kyneton. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Andrew.